Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now that you mentioned Joe, we'll bring him on. Courtesy of the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, buddy?
So listen, it's 80 degrees.
Yeah.
It's sunny.
Yep.
It's breezy. I'm outside and I'm listening to you two yap. I've got better things to do.
Leave us alone.
Are you on the Riverwalk?
I am on the Riverwalk.
Attaboy.
And the reason why I would not be in a gym with you is because I run outside in this city, as you well know.
Yes.
So far, 13 miles in 2 days.
Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Well done.
Yeah.
By the way, we were talking about the whole pitchers hitting batters thing.
Yes.
Did a dude that homered off of you ever flip his bat, and did you retaliate?
So I hit 8 guys my freshman year in college.
Okay.
I led the conference in it as a freshman, which is saying something because I didn't – like, I pitched, but it was all in relief.
Yep.
But, yeah, I hit 8 guys as a freshman, and it just had trouble throughout my college career throwing balls at guys who were in the batter's box.
Okay.
Is it Worcester or Wooster?
Jeez.
It's Worcester.
That's right.
Worcester. Yeah.
I told Chris that. He said it's Wooster.
It's tomato, no. Tomato, I
the
feel
The Fighting
like.
Scots, right, Joe?
Listen, Dustin, the more time you spend with Chris, the more you realize how much he gets wrong.
I found out that he showers in his swim trunks today.
I do not. That is not true. Don't let him lie to you, Joe. So wait, of the 8 guys that you hit as a freshman, how many were on purpose?
Not that many.
Not that many?
Not that many. Chris, what you need to know, because you posted this to your various social media, is I am back here in San Antonio.
Yes.
Covering the Nuggets and the Spurs.
Yep.
And you and I were just here for the Cavs. And mm-hmm. As you chronicled, I rented a truck that really...
Oh, I saw that on social.
Yeah, it should be part of, like, the United States military's, like...
It's like a Hummer.
Suite.
Yes, it was.
And it was too much for me, so now I've downsized to an SUV.
Did you wreck it or no?
No.
No, he didn't wreck it.
I
he just hit a bunch of cones.
It looked like one of those, like, F-150, like, King yeah. Ranches or something.
Right. It was too much.
Yeah,
that's
too much.
All I can tell you. I mean,
too much for Joe.
I wish I could handle a truck like that, but can't.
So as a former pitcher, do you have any problem with pitchers throwing at batters in retaliation?
No. And not only that, but spent the better part of the day with the Nuggets availability, basically pleading with the Nuggets to,
yeah.
You know, punch someone in the groin or stick their leg out and knee someone like the Spurs have been doing the last couple games. So I am all in favor of all of that.
Oh, my gosh. You would be. You would be. All right. So the series.
I'm sure Dustin is with me. I'm sure of it.
He's not.
No. No, I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
It's a weapon.
It's a weapon, Joe.
You're throwing at a defenseless
batter.
Are
we too soft, Joe?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And you could rip both of my arms off and beat me with them, and I'm still calling you soft.
I'll take it.
All right, so you're covering the Spurs and the Nuggets. Joe Vardon from The Athletic joining us.
But the Nuggets are supposed to be good.
Anything surprising so far in the playoffs?
Yes.
What?
Derek White.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yep. He's been great, and they got to figure that out. They know it on the Denver side. He's just been awesome. And so that's been surprising. And then, you know, everybody loved, of course, what happened in the Bay in game 2 in that series. Things got back to normal, obviously, last night. Durant kind of took hold. And then, you know, I think you got to like what's going on with Boston. I mean, yeah, Indiana's hurt and they're wounded, but the Celtics are kind of getting away from some of the things that they've done all year that have been bad. And you want that first round is when you really want to kind of work out the kinks. And I just love Kyrie, of course. I love how he's playing. And I just feel better and better about what I've seen from Boston in these first 2 games.
Kyrie's still such a weirdo, though, isn't he?
Well, whatever. I mean, he's he's just a fantastic player.
Oh, Joe, I love him as a player. I mean, I just like when I heard the story. I think it was Windhorst was on on TV or something and talked about how like he after they win the finals like is like mad, and then after he wins his first playoff game in Boston is like celebrating like he won the Masters. Why is he like that?
I mean, we all know him. I mean, I don't know him. He's a different dude.
Yeah.
He's wired different. He had a unique upbringing. And I think the more you try to understand Kyrie, it can be difficult. And so unless you're like close personal friends with him, you should just probably appreciate what he does, as LeBron would say, the head of a snake, which is what he is. I mean, he drives your team, and Chris and I talk about playoff Kyrie. I mean, that's what you see with him, and he's showing you now why he's worth it. I mean, I don't think you can argue with it.
Is there a favorite in the East now?
Yeah, Milwaukee. They have the best player, probably have the best coach, had the best season. So, because when Toronto didn't have all that, LeBron was still on this side in the days when Toronto was really good in the regular season. I just think Milwaukee has all three of those components. So I think they're the team to beat, but that's going to be a hell of a series next round.
Do you feel like the NBA is missing LeBron in the playoffs?
Yes.
Really?
Of course. Playoff LeBron is like the thing that trumps playoff Kyrie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's theater. It's drama, and it's just brilliance. And for the first time since 2005, we don't have that. So, yeah, it's a huge gaping wound.
Talking with Joe Vardon of The Athletic. Joe, if we go back to Kyrie, how much do you think what happens with the Celtics in these playoffs will tie into his decision this offseason?
Great question. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it would be hard for him to leave if he won a championship there.
Okay, fine. But short of that?
Short of that, I think the only way that he would stay is if Boston gives him somebody else as a running mate.
Right, which they'll try to do. Although, we've had a big conversation, in various circles this week about Griff trying to hold on to AD.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a factor as well, certainly.
I mean, I think he likes aspects of Boston.
Yeah.
And I think they have legitimate championship aspirations, and they should, because I feel like they are better built for the playoffs. But
you've written it. I don't even remember if I've written it, but I know you have.
Yeah.
And I've certainly had the same conversations. I mean, the people in the league who know Kyrie do not think he's going back there.
Right. Right.
So there you go.
Joe Vardon is with us from The Athletic. He's covering the Nuggets Spurs series. He's live from San Antonio. Joe, when you watch Kevin Durant and like what he was able to do last night and just the way he plays the game defensively, his ability to score, is it Kevin Durant's league now? Is he the best player, or is it still LeBron?
No, it's not LeBron's league. For the first time in a while, I think that you'd have a hard time saying it. He's certainly not going to make first team all NBA. I voted him second team, but I think I'm in the minority there. So you can't be third team all NBA and call it your league. And I think he'll try to spend next year trying to reclaim that.
Mm-hmm.
So Durant's probably the best player, but given his circumstances, where he is and who else is on his team, it's hard to kind of recognize him that way. So going back to not having LeBron in the playoffs, I mean, you almost have a faceless league. I mean, Steph Curry's profile is still higher than Durant's, but we know he's not their best player.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, is it Giannis? I guess, but people have a hard time with his name, and he plays in Milwaukee. He might win MVP this year, so that'll obviously help raise his profile and raise the Bucks' profile, but he's still just kind of coming onto the national stage here.
We were talking about this before the show a little bit with LeBron, Joe. With his injury, do we know how significant it was, number one, and two, the way that he played this year, was that a sign of him on the decline, or was that his injury solely?
No, I think it was neither. I think it was just kind of a broken, maybe not the right word. He was disinterested.
Okay.
He never connected with the Lakers.
Yep.
Kind of grew frustrated with Luke. Yes, there was an injury in there, but he was kind of playing at the same speed before he got hurt. And I don't really think that has to do as much with being on the downside
okay.
as it does just kind of wishing for things to be better in LA than they were.
Joe, is Ty Lue going to be the next coach of the Lakers?
Well, he's talking with Rob right now. They're meeting out in Newport, California, which is way south of LA, near where Rob Pelinka lives, their general manager. I don't know if Ty's going to be their coach. He's shown he's got a knack for kind of managing LeBron in a way. Like, I've been making this argument lately that maybe no one has coached Ty or coached LeBron better than Ty.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, wait a minute. Eric Spoelstra won twice with him,
right.
And that's true. But Eric had Pat Riley behind him, and you didn't really have that in Cleveland. You know, that's not who Griff is. Griff's great general manager, but he's not Pat Riley. Like, he doesn't have an iron fist.
Mm-hmm.
So the job that Ty did with LeBron is really commendable, like what he was able to get out of him. And obviously they couldn't do that in L.A. So, you know, I think Ty's got a good case.
Hey, Joe, last thing for me, the Cavs coaching search here, it seems to be kind of under the radar. Not a lot of stories coming out about who they're looking at or who could be candidates and things like that. What's the latest?
Well, I mean, the latest is they talked to Jamal Mosley and Juwan Howard this week. You know, they've definitely set a prototype. You know, a name that you keep hearing is Jordy Fernandez. He's an assistant here with Denver. He fits everything they want, and he's got a history in Cleveland that you wouldn't believe. But there are others, and most of the names you hear seem to be connected to the Cavs in some way. Like Jamal Mosley was an assistant there. Nate Tibbetts has a history there. Alex Jensen has a history there. Those are some of the names you keep hearing over and over. It seems like they want to take their time. They wanted to hit their candidates first who are not in the playoffs. Like, for instance, Denver has two guys names you hear is Jordy and Wes Unseld Jr., and obviously they're both busy. So you can interview these assistants during the playoffs, but I think Kobe wanted to give them a little bit of time, and that's what he's done so far.
So the two non-playoff coaches that they've interviewed, do you take that as, because there aren't any other interviews scheduled at this point, do you take that as those are the only two non-playoff coaches that they're even considering?
No, not necessarily, but I think you and I would both agree that Jamal Mosley would be, of those two, that he would be kind of the,
right.
He'd be the one they'd be more interested in of those two, and they've got some keen interest in some guys who are in the playoffs.
Has anything changed with your opinion of who wins the championship based on what you've seen from Golden State and what you've seen maybe more specifically with Houston against Utah?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a hell of a second round, right?
Right.
I mean, I think we're all looking forward to it. I mean, my money's on the Warriors, but, you know, I suggest we tune in.
All right, buddy. Good stuff. We'll tune in.
Thanks,
and
Joe.
We'll continue to read The Athletic. Enjoy the Riverwalk.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, brother.
Talk to you, brother.
See you, Dustin.
See you, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.